Recording.
Okay.
And start the broadcast, and hopefully we're working this time.
So now the question is, do I say hello, internet, again?
Yeah, say it, because I'm not going to use any of that crap. It was all choppy and gross. So basically, we're starting over.
Okay, so we are starting over. There was an entirely new show. There was an entire show in there that Alan has thrown into a blender. And I'm saying hello, internet, like it's fresh, like I mean it. So, like, what's my motivation? I need some direction, Alan. What's my motivation?
Hello, internet.
Okay.
It's been 2 weeks. You're happy to see the internet again?
Hello, internet. It's been 2 weeks since I've seen internet pornography. Oh wait,
I don't think so. I highly suspect that's a false statement.
Yep. I don't really think it's been like since the duration of the Score Report that I've seen internet pornography. Oh, shit.
It's one of those days.
It's one of those days.
Yeah, we had Brita, but we lost her, so she's sick.
She's got a lot of cats.
Anyway, I'm back. I was in California. The internet sucked.
But shouldn't have.
It shouldn't have, because it was in the middle of Silicon Valley, and yet in the middle of Silicon Valley, hotels still have sucky internet.
Is that possibly because Max Zorin had put a giant bomb underneath your hotel?
I don't think so.
Did you by chance see Grace Jones?
No.
And Grace or Dolph Lundgren?
No.
That was where they met, by the way.
What?
No, it wasn't. They'd met. No, he had met Grace Jones. He was her bodyguard before View to a Kill. Grace Jones hooked him in to do that like bit part on View to a Kill as his first acting role.
Oh.
So yeah, so we can thank Grace Jones for Dolph Lundgren.
Huh.
I won't lie, I do like Dolph Lundgren. I need to rewatch the Masters of the Universe movie only because, God, that seems like that would be a really entertaining thing to watch with a few drinks under my belt.
Red Sonja.
Be the only way you could watch it.
I watched most of Red Sonja. That didn't have Dolph in it, though, did it?
No, it had, what the heck's her name there? Oh, God. Now I have to Google it, damn you.
Was it? That wasn't Raquel Welch, was it?
No. Hold on. Bridget Nielsen, that's right. Oh, God.
I don't think I was able to get through that whole thing. I know I was drunk when I watched that. I know I passed out somewhere in the middle of it and woke up and looked at it and kind of went, you know what? I could try to piece this back together, but I'm not going to.
I'm guessing that Brigitte Nielsen is not someone you want to see what she looks like today.
Yeesh.
Just one of those does not strike me as aging well. Don't know why.
She was a model great to start with.
Oh, she was in Cobra, 1986. All right.
Wow.
She was Dolph Lundgren's girlfriend in Rocky IV.
Wait, was she the bitch in the second
Weapon?
Or the third? Wait, no, it was the second Beverly Hills Cop. Was she the?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, she's. I'm looking at pictures of her. She's. She turned into Jamie Lee Curtis awful quick.
Yeah, the good Jamie.
Oh, you still there, Jay?
Yep. Am I not coming through?
Yeah. No, you're all right.
What was your Jamie Lee Curtis call?
You just bobbled there for a minute.
Yeah. Not the good Jamie Lee Curtis. That's the problem. Yeah, Beverly Hills Cop 2. She was the Carla Fry. Yes, I have IMDb up.
Hey, but, Jay. This one's just, you know, oh, man, that's.
What?
Well, hold on.
Oh, Chained Heat 2. Ooh, baby.
That's for you, Jay. It's really long URL, but come on, man. That's awesome.
Oh, God. No, I'm scared. Oh, my God.
banged up. Them are some city miles right there.
Wow. Wow. God, she looks like David Bowie.
She kind of does.
I keep waiting for her to sing Blue Jean.
Man. So yeah, Red Sonja.
Yeah. Yeah.
How do we get talking about Red Sonja? Oh, the cheese Dolph Lundgren. She does. Yes. They do look a lot alike in that picture.
All I can say is the next movie, let's just leave Matt Damon where the fuck he is. That's it. You're going.
I don't even know what day it is.
I don't either. It's Thursday, October 22nd, 2015. This is episode 170.
Do you know where your USB drivers are?
I don't know.
More than 3 years of Squirrel.
Is this an anniversary?
No. Not in any way.
My baby had a birthday.
Yay.
A gigantic goddamn party. I don't remember when I drew that many people to a party.
I cannot believe I still have not met your daughter.
Yeah, you have.
No, I haven't.
She's still inside my wife.
She was not external.
No.
That's right. That's right. She was just about to pop when I was down there.
It was just about to pop when we were transferring that North American Arms mini revolver.
I was selling weird guns out of the trunk of my car.
And to be fair, it was out of my living room.
Yes, it's the evil gun show loophole in Massachusetts where two licensed gun owners can actually trade private property.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember actually getting in an argument with an anti-gunner about they were saying that private sale was legal in Massachusetts because there is a private sale, clause in Massachusetts law. And I'm like, no.
Yeah, no.
I wish I had remembered saying just because it says private sale is like the Democratic Republic of North Korea.
Yes, yes, exactly.
It's private sale, but it's completely fucking public.
Just it's the a private sale that you have to submit a form for.
Yes, that needs to be registered with the state police. So yeah, good times. Good times. But yeah, no, my daughter had a party. It was awesome. She ate cupcakes.
Did she eat them or did she just smear them around?
No, she ate them.
She's two.
She's
in the if it's sweet, it's going down my gullet phase.
Yeah, it was. I mean, to be fair, we were finding like deposits of frosting on like articles of clothing and pieces of furniture like days later going, Jesus, how the fuck did this get here? But
after
yeah,
my son's first birthday, he had frosting up his nose.
I know I gave her one of the last of the cupcakes today for. I think I gave it to her for snack time so she could burn off all the sugar.
And she said, and I quote,
oh yeah. Oh yeah. It was, her behavior was a little off. It wasn't bad. It was just, I think she just, yeah, she went way up and she crashed and burned hard.
Seriously. I do a lot of cupcakes
and then ate a ton of vegetables for lunch. So, but yeah, she actually ate that entirety of that cupcake. I'm pretty sure from all the accounts that I recall from the party. I mean, my house was chocker. I had 30 people on the first floor of my house, Jay.
Wow.
And, so I didn't see all of it, all the party, but I'm pretty sure she just sucked all the frosting off the cupcake and then said, you know what? The rest of this shit isn't as good.
Of course,
licked them clean and then left them for the rest.
That's right. Those the bubbly flour based part is the lobster shells of
the cupcake. The muffin top of the cupcake world, the muffin stump.
Muffin Stump. Muffin Stump. Please let that be the title of this podcast.
We don't have titles.
Do we not?
No, we just have numbers.
I thought the blog. It's, no, you're right. All right. Well, we just need to talk about Muffin Stumps. By the way, that is my rapper name.
DJ Muffin Stump.
That's right. I'm releasing my next album on Death Row Records as Muffin Stump.
Going off the rails.
Whoops.
Oops.
Speaking of going off the rails, Joe Biden, come on.
Ah, crazy Uncle Joe.
I gotta tell you, I'm having such a hard time handicapping this fucking political race.
I want to know what happened.
I mean, exactly. It's one of those like, all right, Hillary just spent the whole fucking day, you know, in an inquest. I mean, that's just not going to help people.
Dick Cheney had 900 heart attacks and like insisted throughout the entire Bush's second term. He wasn't running, I'm not running. Made it clear. Biden was like, I want to run. Oh, I'm not running. Something happened.
And on top of that, they've been, everybody else has been running it like he's running. So yeah. Like he's been in all the polls and he's been doing well. There's a few other like complete dark horses, but it's now Hillary Clinton who may be facing felony charges. And hey, guess what? His number one backer has his finger on the trigger of whether or not she faces those charges and how brutally she faces them.
Yeah.
And the complete and utter dark horse that's filling the Dennis Kucinich vacuum.
Yes.
Why would you not do that? You know, and he's good at raising funds. He can get the money for it. And he's been a name for
30 years.
And he's been campaigning all his life. So it's not like it's going to be one of those things of the, oh my God, this 24-hour news cycle thing is just killing me. No, he doesn't remember when that wasn't the case.
And he's not worried about making a gaffe that could end his career. I mean, at this point, it's expected. People are turning in just to hear what stupid shit Joe Biden's going to say next.
Well, to be fair, he's not ever going to be concerned about making a gaffe that's going to end his career because as far as he's concerned, he's never made a gaffe in his life.
Yeah. I really wanted him to run because I wanted him to get the nomination and pick Bernie Sanders as his VP so that when they run against the GOP ticket of Marco Rubio and Carly Fiorina, the media can scream about how the GOP is the party of old white men. Because they would, without a hint of irony.
As Bernie Sanders quietly waits to die.
Yeah. I mean, it would be even better if it were Carly Fiorina with Ben Carson as her VP against Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders. And, you know, the GOP is the party of all white men.
Yep.
I fear we are going to see new levels of suck. Because the Democrat, I thought 2004, the Democrats were bad. This is a million times worse.
I mean, that and on top of that, they're doubling down on their gun control policy, which is, oh my God, there was a shooting in Oregon. Quick, let's make the rest of the country like Oregon.
No, not even, because now they've gone past potato into turnip, and now they're saying, oh yeah, Britain and Australia, great models. Oh, but nobody's coming for your guns. We think these two countries that came for their people's guns are a good model.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, that's yeah, they unfortunately took the cork off of that bottle. They were doing such a good job at just going,
yeah.
Oh, no, no, whatever you do, don't tell them what you want.
We have to throw our far left creds down here So Bernie Sanders is off in the corner throwing the wealthiest 1% bullshit class warfare rhetoric. And Hillary Clinton's like, yeah, I think gun owners should be rounded up in a concentration camp. So everybody's cool with that.
Mm-hmm. Yep. No, that's true.
There's a little cognitive dissonance there, but, you know, it's okay. All those evil, violent gun nuts should be rounded up. Really?
Even better, there was a...
How do you propose to do this?
And there was an article there was an article on Michael Bloomberg's The Trace talking about the fact that, yes, indeed, violent crime is at an all-time low, but it's not guns. Like, that's just as bad, because they're just tipping their hat of the you're supposed to pretend like it's not there. You're supposed to pretend like there's never been countries that have gone door to door confiscating guns, and you're supposed to pretend that violent crime is getting higher and higher.
And it's all gun crime.
Yes.
Because that's the only crime that matters.
Yes. In the United States, someone shot every 10 minutes. Meanwhile, over in England, yeah, somebody stabbed every 3. What's your point?
Oh, look at Israel.
Yeah.
the mayor of Jerusalem's like, yeah, you might want to carry your guns, folks.
Yeah, I mean they're literally doing like bumpers of America's the worst gun violence country on the face of the planet, bumpered right up against another mass stabbing in Israel. Yeah. Yep. No, there was a couple of people shot at a college, and then the following day, more people were killed in Israel with someone with an axe. And a pickup truck.
So it's stopped by an armed citizen with a gun.
So obviously the solution is to pass more laws that the killer complied with.
Yeah.
And elect Bernie Sanders. He's feeling the burn. Though I gotta say, after listening to the debate, I must say I kind of want Bernie to win only because I want to hear that goofy voice all the time. Like, he's a caricature of himself.
So you kind of have to look at this. You have to take your rational hat off. And think of this from Hillary Clinton's point of view and Hillary Clinton's supporters' point of view. There are only two serious Democrat candidates, Hillary and Bernie. And Bernie only exists to be the crazy person that makes Hillary look good.
Yeah.
I think a Joe Biden candidate would just muddy the waters there.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And I think Hillary and, well, probably her people were like, dude, don't run.
Yeah. Yeah. We will bury you.
Right.
And we mean that literally.
Yeah, exactly.
So, although I got to tell you, the thought of Bernie Sanders doing a Ross Perot style third party run, just, I got a friggin' 6-foot erection with a cheeseburger on the
end. He won't do it. Look at what he's been saying. He's been basically the communist candidate. You know, nobody that's a serious candidate for president in the United States of America is going to come out and say, yeah, I'm going to raise taxes on everyone. He's only there as a foil so that Hillary looks better. Well, at least she's not that crazy guy.
Yeah. Yeah, but the thing is, they run the risk of they need the far left to get the nomination.
Yeah.
Could you imagine if Sanders got the nomination?
He won't. If it looks like he will, something will fuck. They'll engineer something.
They'll drop a house on him.
Well, you know, I mean, it doesn't really matter. you know, there he exists so Hillary can kind of run to the center.
But then again, they don't need to because you've got the friggin' clown show of the GOP. Donald Trump?
The number one lead is a Democrat.
He's
been a Democrat more than he's ever been a Republican. And everything that you say that you know, go, well, yeah, but he's said all these like great things. Yes. And he said the other things. So
exactly.
you're taking his word against his word. Oh, but he has this huge like pro-gun manifesto. Yes. And he's got these huge anti-gun manifestos. They're both words on both sides. I mean, how do you trump that to completely punt it up?
Yeah.
So,
what do you think is going to happen to Trump, Alan? I'm curious on your level-headed nature.
Oh man, you want me to predict what's going to happen? I honestly, I don't know.
Eventually, his toupee is going to
the
revolt.
problem with Trump is he's running as an outsider in a party that is all about the establishment.
Yeah.
That cannot end well. They
will, no, but no, and I would agree with you on that, except I was definitely thinking that like, yeah, he's going to flame out. But then like right behind him, nipping at his heels, is Ben Carson and Carly Fiorina. And they're also outsiders. Like really being an outsider is a, like,
well, to everyone else, it's great. To the Republicans, it's horror. They're probably thinking of Reagan all over again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was an outsider. They hated him.
Yep. No, I mean, that's absolutely the case. But I think that's going on the Democrat side too. I mean, nobody likes Bernie Sanders.
Well, lots of people like Bernie Sanders. They're just insane.
Yes, but what I'm saying,
and they're bad at math.
Yeah. Within the establishment.
Oh no, he's a joke. He's the Trump of the Democrats.
Yeah, I say that as someone who grew up in Maine when Angus King was governor, and even though he's a far left wing Democrat, he caucuses with the Democrat because he doesn't want to tithe into the Democrat Party, and actually put a D next to his name. No one was fucking, I mean, he'll get some people that'll be a little bit nice to him, but overall people are just like, fuck that guy, you know, including Democrats that agree with him 100% of the time, just because he was the outsider. He's not a party man. And Bernie Sanders is the other way around, is he's got the D next to his name, but he doesn't toe the party line. The party line is, yes, we're communists, but our whole point is to lie about how we're not communists. No, baby, I'll respect you in the morning.
But didn't Sanders, isn't he the only independent senator? How can he run for the Democratic nomination? He's not a Democrat.
Wait, I mean, he is a Democrat. But he's not.
No, he's not. Actually, technically, he's an independent. He just caucuses with the Democrats. Yeah.
How, is he independent with the Democratic nomination?
Yeah.
I thought for sure that he was a Democrat. Just called himself a socialist.
Yes.
Yeah, last time I checked, he's an independent, or he calls himself an independent, and he caucuses with the Democrats.
Yeah. According to ye old Google. Now let's go look at the Wikipedia. Political party independent. No shit. Yeah. I was unaware of that. So how does this work?
I don't know.
How can you run for the Democratic nomination? That'd be like Jeb Bush running for the Democratic nomination. Screw it, I'm a Republican, but I'm going to run for the Democratic nomination. How is that possible? Watch this tomorrow morning. Bernie Sanders taken down by the Squirrel Report.
I don't see that happen.
Oh shit, he can't run. Damn it.
Look, you know,
and I have it on good authority that Bernie Sanders was born in Burundi.
Yeah, I was gonna say if a guy can be president from being born in Kenya, then I guess somebody that's not a Democrat can be the Democratic nominee.
I suppose if Elizabeth Warren is an Indian, Bernie Sanders can be a Democrat.
Sure, why not? Who cares? What difference does it make?
Oh, don't forget about Martin O'Malley. He's running for the Democratic nomination.
No, he's not. But
you know, the guy who lost the state of Maryland to a Republican. He's going to choose Martha Coakley as his running mate. A little insider baseball, but I knew Weird would crack up at that.
Oh, moment. That is fucking good, Jay.
You can have Shannon O'Brien as the Secretary of State. Want to see my tattoo?
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a video of that. I've heard the audio of it, but I don't think there's a video of that up online, unfortunately.
I think my very favorite part from that whole campaign, the Romney Shannon O'Brien campaign, was Shannon O'Brien seriously trying to claim she was a political outsider. She is the fourth generation of O'Brien in Massachusetts politics. Fourth.
Well, that was like, what's his face? Unknown fucking actor dude saying, no, I like Trump. He's a guy that's pulled himself up by his bootstraps. He's a true rag to riches story. Man. I haven't been able to listen to much of the news, but I heard somebody say essentially that Hillary opened up the Benghazi trials with pointing out the fact that we've had zero casualties in Libya.
Well, she was joking too, like made cracking jokes at an inquest in as to why an American ambassador was murdered. Keep it classy. That's what's known as, I know the media's got my back no matter what.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah. Yep.
So, yeah. So how's the car treating you, Jay?
I'm liking it. I mean, I miss having the giant pickup truck, but I don't miss 12 miles per gallon.
Oh man, I got the shittiest little car in San Diego, California. Okay, California. I know lots of people have been in California, and this is not new, but I have not been. I guess the last time I was in California was, 2000. Was the last time I was in California.
It was 20-aught.
Yeah, like 15 years ago, and. Driving around, okay, one thing, in Texas, every other car on the road is a pickup truck. And the ones that aren't pickup trucks are SUVs.
They're Suburbans.
Right. In California, there are no pickup trucks unless it's a company, like a construction vehicle or like, you know.
Unless it's white and filled with Mexicans.
Right. Or it has a ladder rack on it and a company logo or something like that. No, I didn't see any, you know, I'm not saying that there aren't any. I just saying I didn't see any on the road. Everything's a little tiny car. Lots of electric cars, lots of Teslas, lots of like Leafs and Volts and blah, you know, all these weird. In fact, they have fights over the Chargers.
Did you actually witness a fight?
I did not witness a fight, but I read about them. I heard tales of fights. And I went to the Computer Science Museum in Mountain View, and they had a whole row of parking spaces in the parking lot with Tesla chargers, and everyone had a car in it.
Wow. See, we've got those rows of Tesla, you know, those rows of electric car charging stations at the various like public infrastructures in Massachusetts, and yeah, you'll ever so often see one person that has their fucking Volt charged plugged into it.
Well, from what I've seen, they have this like there's like a hierarchy of, you know how liberals are, you know, some are more holy than others, right? So the people that have the little plug-in electrics that get like 40 miles on a charge, they think they are the most holy of the holy. And they think they take precedence over everyone else. So if they see like a Tesla plugged in, they'll come over and park and unplug that car and plug themselves in. because, you know, first off, the Teslas, you paid a whole lot of money for that. So fuck you. And they think the hybrids shouldn't even be plugging in to charge because they have a nasty gas engine. So mm-hmm. you have that whole, you know, eco-religion thing going on.
But that's interesting because it's one of those, like, in Maine, there's in one of the city buildings in my hometown, they've got a charging station. And it was like first time I noticed that they'd put it up, and I saw that there was a Nissan Leaf plugged into it. I go, oh, that's interesting. Got a charging station. I know someone's using it. Every time I come home, it's the same Nissan Leaf plugged in there. It's like they fucking work there.
Maybe.
I guarantee they work there.
They probably have to charge every day just to get home in the winter.
Yeah, I kind of wonder about that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and the battery, that's the other thing is, you know, all those electric cars work fine in California.
Yeah.
They don't work in the north in the winter. And they don't work in the south pretty much in the summer.
Yep.
That was why that was where the GM did the EV1 rollout program.
Yep.
And why in the end they just crushed them all. Yeah. Well, no, they crushed them all because Congress had passed a whole bunch of laws that said by, you know, 2014, 2015, 2016, I forget what the day is, like 60% of all the vehicles, all the domestic auto manufacturers had to produce had to be zero emissions. And they just went, oh, well, we're not going to put ourselves out of business. We're going to crush these cars and turn that law into a big old fucking joke.
Yep. Well, plus they never actually sold any. They only leased them.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they never sold them. They leased them. So they refused to renew all the leases and brought them out and crushed them.
Yep.
And that was just to get rid of all the electric cars off the market so that these stupid laws wouldn't take a place. Essentially the CAFE standards with a volume turned up of the, hey, here's this technology that you're fielding. And I'm sure meanwhile they were running Saturn EV1s around Detroit and going, oh my God, what a fucking disaster this piece of shit is. Works absolutely great, you know, in Los Angeles. It's not such a good idea in Detroit.
Yep.
And probably just as poor an idea in Florida.
Oh, yeah. Because, well, down here you have to use air conditioning.
You don't have to, man.
Well, yeah, you do. Europe.
That's my favorite.
I'll put it this way.
Europe is giving us crap for using air conditioning. Europe, where people routinely die in the summer.
Right.
Because it gets too hot.
They don't have any fucking air conditioning.
But to be fair, Jay, since they're good Catholics and
worship your
communist leader, they go to heaven when they die of heat stroke. So it's really better for them because think about it. They went from Europe to heaven. Can you think of a higher gradient? I mean, it's not like they went from Texas to heaven. That's almost a lateral move. Because let me tell you, I've been to heaven and the brisket sucks there.
Yeah. Oh, that's the other thing is the food. The food in California, at least the food in Silicon Valley, is really awful.
Is Silicon Valley anything like the Mike Judge TV show?
Is it anything like View to a Kill?
Yes, exactly like that.
I got Roger running around all over the place.
It's weird. It's a weird place. It's a weird state.
Tell me about your food and why it sucked.
You do a Google search for a restaurant in Silicon Valley. And the first like 20 pages are like Indian and Thai and Chinese places.
You say that like it's a problem.
The steakhouse is a sizzler.
And
I didn't see any barbecue.
California, you expected barbecue? Really?
Well,
I went to Texas and couldn't find any Norwegian food.
They could at least try. Actually, in Houston, you can find Norwegian food. That's the thing is Houston, you can find anything in Houston. Whatever food you want, they got it. Somebody has it.
The lutefisk was second rate. They don't use real lye.
That's, you never know. I don't know. It was weird. And then, okay. So the my company, they bring in lunch, right? And I'll give them props because they do the whole .com thing where they got all the sodas and snacks and food and crap for free that you could possibly want. So you could stay there and, you know, get fat. And they bring in lunch and all that kind of stuff. So they bring in pizza one day, right? And there's like 9 pizzas. One pepperoni pizza. The rest were some weird ass vegetarian
potato and thing. Chicken.
There was one that was like a tofu and pineapple and chicken and pineapple and weird
pineapple
vegetable and pineapple things. And I was just like, this is not pizza. What do you mean? One. So, and they're like, yeah, we brought in pizza. I was like, you brought in one pizza. I don't know what the rest of that is.
Brought in some vaguely pie shaped food.
Yeah.
Did they have any with potato on them?
I did not see anything with potato on it.
I've had pizza with mashed potato on it, and that's
a main thing weird.
But the California thing is actually like sliced potato put on a pizza, and have somebody tell you that that's a good idea. So President Trump will outlaw tofu pizza.
Yeah, I don't see Trump making it.
But how do you see him flaming out?
I don't know.
The only thing I can think of is possibly like when the New Hampshire primary comes around, like he's going to have the, what was that? What was that black politician off, that everyone said they were voting for him, and then
Herman Cain.
Yeah. Okay, that's the problem with polls, and that's the problem with everything. You know, until you have actual elections, you don't know.
Yeah. Right up until you get people pulling levers. It's real easy to say, oh yeah.
So you think he might even do extremely well in the primaries, and then
no.
Well, would you go as far as getting the nomination?
I think when it comes time for people to go in the voting booth, your polls are one thing, but when it comes time to go in the voting booth and they look at the choices and one of them's Trump, they'll go, not Trump.
Yeah. I'm so afraid we're going to get Jeb Bush versus Hillary Clinton.
We're not going to get Jeb Bush. That is the most confident thing on earth. I mean, we got a better chance of getting Rand Paul than Jeb Bush. Rand Paul is polling considerably ahead of Jeb Bush, and that's not saying much. That's the I keep looking at the headlines to see if I'm actually. As a matter of fact, somebody in chat, that'd be C90. He's the only person in chat. Oh no, Jason's
there too.
Woohoo! We got more people. Somebody look up to see if Rand Paul's still running for president.
No, they're about to offer him Speaker of the House. No, wait, that's Paul Ryan.
Yeah, Rand Paul is officially Schrodinger's candidate. He is technically running, and he is dead man walking at the exact same time. But yeah, I mean,
that's it. Let's run Marvin Bush.
Is there another Bush?
There is.
My God, there's another one?
Yep.
Well, thankfully, Jeb's going to put the nail in the coffin on that because no one's fucking voting for his ass. I feel bad for the fucking retards that sent him money. Because
he's like the little baby brother.
He's got a whole big old war chest for fucking nothing. To see that, I'm the Bush that the media was always talking about.
Don't they get to keep all that money if they drop out, or
if you drop? I haven't looked up the legality of it, but I heard someone explain it. if you drop out, but never, but always leave it open that you may run for another office.
Right.
So if you're kind of like, oh, we've got exploratory committees, we're looking at this, we're looking at that. Oh yeah, we're not running for this office because it didn't pan out in the polls, sort of idea. You know, all my study group advised me against running for this office. You can have this and can, you know, fly to Hawaii and things like that and say, oh, I'm going to fly to Hawaii to do political research. I'm going to go to,
I was pretty sure they could keep it.
Yeah, they can keep it. I suspect you need to do a little bit of money laundering on it.
Yeah, a little pretense of something. Yeah, I'm sure they have experts for that.
A lawyer needs to be paid every time you cut a big check. You're taking a little 10% off the top of your free fucking money.
Yeah.
That you didn't earn.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I think the Democrats are in better shape than the GOP is for this
election. I mean, to be fair, they are, because at least they're concise.
Right.
And there's not going to be a bloody fight.
No, they won't.
I mean, That's the whole thing. Eventually, Sanders is going to not win a damn thing and go back to whatever the hell he does in Vermont. And there's going to be a nasty battle on the GOP side. And we're going to pick the worst candidate. Mark my words, Jeb Bush, you heard it here. He is going to be the GOP pick. Jeb Bush or Rick Santorum.
Oh, God.
All right, Jay, I'll take, how much money you want to bet on that? I'll take your wheelbarrow full of cash, old man.
if Trump is the candidate, it will have to be so overwhelming. You remember how they used to talk about the margin of cheat? It's gonna have to be, in order for Trump's gonna have to pull a Reagan, because that's how Reagan got elected. That's how Reagan got the GOP nomination. He was so popular. He won his primaries by such a high margin that the GOP insiders couldn't finagle against him.
I just figured it out. Trump explains why Biden's not running for the Democratic nomination.
Okay.
Biden figures Trump's going to win. And what better way to keep his streak as VP?
Oh, Biden's going to be Trump's vice president.
Bingo! Trump's going to need somebody to
say. Trump needs somebody to keep him alive.
Trump, Biden, 2016. Our hair fucking sucks.
Oh my God.
Like, all of a sudden, everything makes sense.
Our hair is a colossal fucking joke.
That's just Trump, awful.
Trump, Biden, the call is coming from inside the house.
Trump, Biden, rugs, plugs, 2016. Oh,
rugs and plugs. Well played, Jay.
You heard it here first. So report.
So I think anybody with half a brain cell knows that Hillary's going to be the Democratic nominee. Yeah. I think it's inevitable. She's not going to have any legal problems. Those are going to go away.
No, that literally.
That's why she can sit there and make jokes and shit, because she knows it doesn't matter.
Right.
On the GOP
side. I don't know.
Side,
I still don't know. I mean, do you think?
Do you think Obama has
so little an axe to grind that he can sit back? I mean, I almost think that he wants to let all of these inquests play out so that he can burn her the way he wants to burn her, but at the same time, always like punt over to the, oh no, the Republicans were going after her throat and the Republicans forced my hand.
It won't matter. He will never say something like the Republicans forced his hand. Are you kidding me? Come on.
Well, but okay. But keep going.
The problem is the GOP. So you got Trump, which unless he gets a landslide support, doesn't have a chance, because the GOP establishment is firmly against him.
You can say the same thing about Carson.
Carson's the same thing, except Carson has even less of a chance than Trump. I mean, Carson won't survive the first primary. Cruz doesn't have a chance. He's gonna sit back and be senator still. Jeb Bush is the establishment's pick. And I, God help me, I'm afraid to say that's who's going to wind up with the GOP nomination. It'll be a Bush Clinton.
Yeah. It'll be 1992.
I would like to see Carly Fiorina as a serious candidate, because I like what she says and I like how she talks and I like how she handles the media. Yeah. But I think if she, the minute she gets to be a serious candidate, the media's going to pale in her ass. Yeah. She doesn't have a chance, because she's a heretic.
I think that's where some of Trump's support comes from, actually, because he actually has handled the media well.
Right.
And I point to the Univision dude that he had escorted from the press conference.
Right.
You know, and I contrast that with Bernie Sanders closing out his own press conference over the one Black Lives Matter protester.
Right.
Here you are running for the position of the most powerful person on the planet. And let's be honest, despite Vladimir Putin appearing to be the biggest badass since, Chuck Norris, we are still number one. The leader of this country is the most powerful person in the world. You're running to become that person, and you are letting one fringe nut job shut down your whole event that you paid for.
Yep.
Whereas Trump's like, no, this guy's speaking out of turn. He won't stop. Get him out of here.
Well, that's why I think Trump's the only one that has a chance of bringing in enough, of the outsider vote to counteract the establishment, because nobody else has a chance. Nobody else has the star. Nobody has the name recognition and the star power.
I don't know. John Kasich, come on.
Oh.
Yeah. poor Rick Perry.
I think if Trump can bring in enough people to actually vote for him, and he does, you know,
I don't Trump know if he, that to be fair, I can't. I mean, I remember hearing something. I don't know how true it is. This could just be just one of those goofy things, but like the bulk of the people supporting Trump aren't either of voting age or registered voters.
That may be.
They are, in fact, reality TV watchers and think that, oh, well, someone will let me know what number to text Trump to.
Well, and, you know, frankly, the Democrats have the same problem, except that they already have their, you know, they already have their Hillary.
Yeah, but
So the, you know, Hillary's the Jeb Bush of the Democrats, right? It's her turn. She's the establishment Democrat pick.
Except the media is flush with their own success of having foisted the first Black president on us.
Yeah, but they already did that. Now it's time for the first woman president.
Exactly. That's exactly it. They're going to be 100% on board with the big gushing, you know, oh, Hillary's so wonderful. How could you? You must be a sexist if you vote against her.
Right.
And they're going to run the 2008 Barack Obama playbook with the word African-American cut out and female dropped in. And that's all they're going to do. They're going to do fucking control F and replace. Control F, replace all. And poof, there you go. You've got a whole year's worth of presidential race coverage complete in an hour. You will also have to control F, replace global racist with sexist. There, done. If you don't vote for insert Hillary Clinton, you must be delete racist, insert sexist. It's the perfect storm because the media can be absolutely ungodly lazy. And when they succeed in getting Hillary elected, they can sit back and, you know, oh, look, here we are. Look how wonderful. And yeah, I guarantee you the Republicans are going to oblige by running an old white dude and being completely and utterly tone deaf. Again, it's going to be either Jeb Bush or I'm still not convinced they won't run Ron Santorum because he got the second highest votes after Mitt Romney. And that's how the GOP does things. Who got the second highest votes to George Bush in 2000? John McCain.
Yep.
Who got the second highest votes to John McCain in 2008? Mitt Romney.
Yep.
They're okay, click, move them up. Okay, Romney lost, click, Santorum's time. And Bush is the wild card there because, he's got a name.
Oh my God. You know, part of me wants Sanders to win just so it's not Hillary and Jeb. I want, you know, Trump versus Sanders would be better than Hillary and Jeb Bush.
Man, then that would actually be like, oh man.
But think about how far our political, what do you call them? The political people, how horrible that the best we can manage to come up with is this pile of crap that, you know, it's.
Let's go one step forward. Let's have it be Trump, Lindsay Lohan.
Shit, Lindsay Lohan might win.
You know what ticket I want to see? I want to see Condoleezza Rice, James Mattis. That would be awesome.
You know what? Here's the thing. This is, in a way, this is the genius of the American political system. Because the federal system was so brilliant because you can put a completely useless jackass in as president of the country it's not the end of the world.
Nope.
We still, you know, between state governments and, you know, the almost useless Congress that we still managed to, you know, muddle through. Thank God we don't have a parliamentary system. Holy crap.
Yuck.
Now that I'm thoroughly disheartened.
Thank goodness we don't have a judiciary system that still wears the funny wigs.
Now, see, that I almost wish we did. That might make them take it a little more fucking seriously.
I was so disappointed about that when I got to court. They don't wear the wigs.
What'd you go to court for, Jay?
I was a witness. The accident that almost killed me back in
Oregon. Oh, yeah.
It didn't almost kill you.
It came about 2 feet from killing me.
What? I thought you would be a witness against the tremendous amount of gun deaths.
Yeah, he was testifying.
Yeah.
Guns out. Suns out, guns out. But yeah, I was so disappointed. Like the judge came out and there was no white powdered wig. I'm like, what is going on here? I've been lied to. Hollywood has lied to me yet again.
They were at least wearing a black robe, right?
Yes.
Okay.
They were wearing the black robe. It didn't have the racing stripes like Rehnquist.
They didn't say like, hear ye, hear ye.
Here come the judge. Here come the judge.
Out in the court. Yeah. You know, I was thinking about that because you had to take like 2 days off from work.
Yep.
With basically for like no compensation. You know, at least if you're in the jury, they give you like they at least give you enough to like maybe buy lunch at a really cheap place. For being a witness, you don't get anything.
Nope. And you have to sit in the courtroom the entire time.
Yeah. Oh, they let you sit in the courtroom and watch the trial? They don't have you, like, off somewhere else?
Not our trial. We had to sit in the courtroom while every other case on the docket.
Oh, I see. So wait for your case.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Gotcha.
Please tell me you were ripping juicy garlic farts the whole time.
No, but I ate 4 onion garlic bagels every morning. I just sat there going, hello. Yeah, yesterday wasn't bad. Yesterday it was like, you know, they went through, like, we were done in 20 minutes. And that was like everybody, you know, they call up a case, they plead guilty, they get a fine, done, next.
Hey, Jay, did you check your piece of the door, or did you just not carry?
I didn't carry because you can't, and I wasn't about to leave it in my car.
Oh, I thought most courthouses actually had the security check.
Oh, no. They'll just send you back to your car.
Okay. Yeah, I don't like leaving it in my car either.
Yeah, maybe, like, it might be, like, the higher courts. This is just, like, a district court. And, yeah, it's one of those things I'm like, yeah. I mean, I didn't like leaving my phone in my car. I'm like, yeah. Would prefer not to leave a firearm.
I'm perfectly fine leaving your phone in my car.
Did you have to leave your phone in the car?
Yes, sir.
Really? You couldn't even take it in?
They will not let you bring a phone in because they have cameras. Because it's a district court, one of the big things they do is restraining orders and domestic violence stuff. So they don't want people bringing their phone in to get pictures.
Did you say, Your Honor, I have a porn addiction and this is my medicine?
So, yeah, I got to sit around. I had to cool my heels for almost 6 hours.
Would they let you, like, bring in a book or something, or do you just have to sit there and...
I didn't check on a book. I probably could have.
That's
incredible. Yeah, thankfully, my Kindle doesn't have a fucking camera on it.
Yeah, that would be interesting if you brought in a Kindle.
Yeah, wonder if... Well, if camera's the only problem, then they might.
Allegedly, they have a microphone.
Oh, that might.
But I don't think the average court wonk would know what onboard hardware that isn't utilized. I don't know. So yeah, has it been an hour yet?
Yeah, dang near.
Because I suggested we go long, but I think we're kind of petering out.
Yeah, we're about done. I can't. Oh, the only other thing I have to say, I bought an Apple Watch.
I knew it. I fucking knew it. Everybody who has listened to the Squirrel Report is thinking the exact same thing. Weird fucking called it. Alan bought a goddamn ice watch because he knew it happened. Well, all right, Alan. Tell us how awesome and how hard it makes your penis to wear this watch.
What happened was my marathon, the crown broke on it, the winder stem thing. And
all right, like, so your
my regular
stem
watch
broke on your 23-mile race?
No, it's a wristwatch. The watch I normally wear.
Why didn't you call it a wristwatch?
Because it's a marathon.
It's a foot race?
It's a brand of watch.
Is it a foot race or is it a wristwatch?
We lost Jay. Anyway, so it's like crazy expensive to get it fixed. It's like $200 to get it fixed or something. That was the estimate anyway. And I could maybe find it. So I was like, fuck, I don't want to spend $200 on a 10-year-old watch. That's not, I mean, it's not like a Rolex, right? I mean, it's just a, you know, it's... You know, it's not, you know, it's not something that was really expensive and will last for generations. Mm-hmm. So I was thinking, fuck, you know what? And I was looking and I get these, like, I get a shitload of points because of all this traveling I've been doing. I got all a shitload of points on my Amex. And Amazon, you can pay for shit on Amazon with Amex points now.
Uh-huh.
And I had enough to get a Apple Watch for free.
Nice.
So I did. So I don't know. It's kind of neat. It's different. it's a lot. It's not really what I'm used to, but,
it's got the little fungly that like taps your wrist and all that.
Yeah. It's got a little tap thingy that vibrates. And okay. There's one thing I really like about it. And there's one thing I'm kind of meh about it.
You also got to throw one thing you really hate about it.
No, I don't really hate anything about it except, there's one thing I hate about it, but we'll get to that. The one thing I like about it is the notifications off the phone work great. That's the thing I expected to care the least about. And it turns out that it's pretty damn cool to not have to take your phone out of your pocket when you get a notification for something. The thing I'm mad about is as a watch, it's weird because you have to before I even got the watch, some guy was telling me, yeah, you know, it's, you got to like lift it up and turn it and look to make it come on. Cause it's not all the on all the time. And damned if he wasn't right. You know, I catch myself like glancing down at my wrist, expecting to see the time. And there's just a blank screen cause it's not on. And then you have to like make this exaggerated arm twist motion to get it to turn on. So it's like, it's weird.
See, you can't do what I do constantly throughout my life, which is very subtly looking. Yes. At my watch.
See, that's what I've always done.
Adjust yes. my sleeve, make a scratch right. at my neckline. Yes. And as the yes. watch goes down,
yes.
I cock my wrist yes. ever so subtly. So the person doesn't realize it. Exactly. I am bored on my fucking mind right. and want to know how much longer I have to talk to you.
Right. Right. So I wonder if did Jay come back? Let me see if I can get him back.
So he could weigh in on the ice watch.
Okay. We'll see if we can get Jay back. Anyway.
Did you get the large size ice watch? Did you get 6-inch?
I got the. So not being able to like glance down and see the time at like out of the corner of my eye is really irritating. That's the thing I'm mad about because it's not as good a watch as it is other things.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we're on Alan's iWatch.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. My modem just decided that it was going to reboot.
That's kind of the whole statement about like, you know, when I suddenly switched over from a candy bar phone to a smartphone was all of a sudden I had an absolute dog shit phone, but it did a whole bunch of other shit really well. And in the end, that turns out to be really awesome because I don't like talking on my phone.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same way.
But I do like looking at my wristwatch since I've got a device on my wrist that's all it does.
Yeah, and that's the one thing I'm mad about on the Apple Watch. It's not that great of a watch.
So what you need to do is you need to actually just slightly up the forearm. You need a belt on a Casio.
So you could like touch it and make it come on, but it's just like, I don't know. It's like they need to work on that whole like being on thing. And I know if it was like on all the time, the battery would last like 20 minutes. So, you know, but anyway, that's the thing. The thing I really don't like is the fucking band. It's really horrible. I know it's like this like Apple design, super cool band, but it's plastic. It's sweaty. I don't like it. I've had it like for a day and I already don't like it. And it's got this weird, okay, I am not a watch thief or a pickpocket, but I've always been fascinated by people that are. So I've read stuff about it. And you know how they can like steal your watch and stuff without you even knowing it?
I'm actually not familiar with that. My thief fascination is lock picking.
Yeah, well, it's kind of like
lockpicking and confidence schemes. I like those. Yeah. Those
well, anyway, those are my, you know, they can, you know, these guys can steal your watch without. Okay, so the Apple Watch is like a watch thief's dream with the band that it comes with, because it literally, it's like there's a pin that sticks through and then it tucks under. It is so insecure that if you basically slip your finger under the band, you can pop the thing off your wrist and be gone with it. It's not even like a. It's just terrible. So I've already ordered another band for it. that is not an Apple band.
So yeah, I only got an ice watch.
After swearing you wouldn't, just like the iPad and the iPad 2.
Let's see. Yeah, I've been saying this. Oh yeah, since there was an ice watch.
Yeah, I think. Well, okay. You know what? This is.
You can say it if you want, Alan. Go ahead and say it. Hey, weird.
You were right. You were right, weird. Yeah. I don't know. I guess the moral of the story is when I say I won't buy any particular Apple product, you probably shouldn't believe me.
Look, I mean, you had an iPad 1.
Yes, right? I did.
A lot of people like the iPad 2 and beyond situation. I don't like them at all, but they're not bad tablets. The iPad 1 was the biggest piece of shit on the planet.
I don't know if it was for what it was when it was pretty good.
Nope.
I liked it.
Sure wasn't. And you had one.
I liked it.
I know you did. That's because you weren't hugged enough when you were little.
It may be. I don't know.
I'm just saying your folks probably.
I am saying one thing. Hugged you a little bit thing more. Though that the second the iPad Pro goes on available for pre-order, I am ordering one of those bad boys.
I'm going to go for the iPad Pro Am. Because I just wanted to fit into Pro-Am.
You're playing Nintendo's RC Pro-Am?
What? That's exactly it.
So, anyway, I guess we're done.
Yeah, I think we're done. Good night, Internet.
Sorry, we had some audio problems, but we got it fixed. And
What is this audio thing? Jay, are you eating, like, pretzels?
Jay's got some sort of plastic.
Baby. It's a granola bar.
I'm going to go pop some fucking popcorn right now because I don't care if it's 10:30 at night. I have this furious popcorn craving right now.
You can't go to bed if the tumbly's grumbly.
All right. We're done. Bye, everybody.
Night, y'all. Good night, Internet.